You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Tuesday, March 19th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today are two guests, Shirley Iverson and Jess Bankson from Broadway at the Grand. That's what we're talking about today. And ladies, how are you doing today?
Oh, it's a great day today. How about you, Jess?
Yeah, awesome. Happy Tuesday.
So Broadway at the Grand, what is that?
Well, it's a great community activity to add some excitement to our downtown Crookston, brought to you by Downtown Crookston Development Partnership. And we run a series for the months of February, March, and April, where we stream a Broadway musical. And this week, it's Bandstand.
Jess, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I just have to add that we're grateful to have our historic Grand Theater downtown, and we're grateful that they allow these fun events to happen.
So what can people expect on Thursday, which is going to be the next showing of Broadway at the Grand? What can people expect when they show up?
Well, I think one thing I would recommend is come early. While the musical is free, the concessions you need to purchase, and sometimes the line for concessions is a little bit long, so be sure to get there in time to get your popcorn and your candy and a good seat in the theater. We will be showing in the large theater, which has a fabulous screen and, of course, a really wonderful sound system for this musical.
And how did you end up choosing the musicals that are going to be shown?
Well, one thing, we looked for musicals where we could have interesting costumes, and sometimes Jess shows up in a costume that's appropriate for this musical. Will you be doing that Thursday, Jess?
Oh, how lovely of you to call me out. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of what I could wear for this one. I'm actually pretty excited about the next one as well. Into the Woods will be in April, but Bandstand is a great production, and it'll tell the story of a group of veterans returning home after World War II. And if you've ever seen any other productions, or they've had TV series about it too, it's a great one.
So Bandstand, that'll be on Thursday, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock?
Yes, the streaming starts at 7 o'clock, and what's interesting about Bandstand is it won a Tony Award for choreography, so up against the greatest plays and musicals in New York, it won the top prize, so we're very excited for that.
So it should be a pretty exciting show that's going to be taking place. And again, just to repurpose, this gets streamed from Broadway, and you'll show it at the Grand?
Yes, that's what it is. It'll be on the big screen, which is really the best way to see a movie. I think we've talked about that supporting the Grand Theater is very important for everyone in our community. Sometimes if you have the option of streaming on your TV, take a step to the wild side and come on down to the Grand and see it with a great big sound that, surrounds you, and a very lovely screen. So it's up to all of us to support the Grand. It's one of the jewels in our community, and definitely it is a jewel in our downtown crown. So we love the Grand Theater.
And then is there anything to add to that, Jess?
Yeah, anytime that we go to the Grand, it's always such a welcome at the door, and you've got your great snacks, and you're seeing something that you want to see, whether it's brand new that just came out, or if you're going to a birthday party or an event like the DCDP, Broadway at the Grand. Service clubs have hosted movies there. Kids have been able to play video games there. There's so many different varieties of activities and things that you could do there. So anybody that is, thinking outside the box, kind of going to the wild side, like Shirley said, have your party there. It's it's a great time, and it holds a lot of people, and we've done it many times, and it's always fun.
And this event kind of showcases that the Grand Theater can be used for multiple different types of events.
Absolutely. We hope that it encourages people to come up with their own theme, their own party, as Jess was talking about, and, you know, use the Grand as a great place to have it. On Thursday night, there actually will be a party in the other theater prior to this movie starting, and they will be, you know, crossing the hallway, so to speak, and coming to watch the musical as part of their program. So the Grand really can be diversified for activities that all happen in one night.
Is this a new event, or is this something that's been going on for quite some time?
This is our second annual Broadway at the Grand. Last year, we streamed Hamilton, and I have to tell you, based on texts and emails, we may have to bring that back. It was incredibly popular, so people are requesting it. But I would say give Bandstand and then in April Into the Woods a chance, because expanding your knowledge of musicals and the way different directors and producers interpret a theme is just an excellent entertainment opportunity. And then right after this series, we do take May off, unless we bring you a surprise performance. But then we start it. Downtown Crookston Development Partnership starts what we call our Downtown Tuesday Tunes. And those are the second Tuesday of every month in the downtown parking lot at the corner of 2nd and North Main. And we clear the parking lot and we bring in the Lions stage for live entertainment. We have vendors, music, all kinds of activities for all ages. Again, it's a very inclusive event for a variety of ages, and I think that people will be very surprised and thrilled about our first performer. And we're just going to keep that under wraps for just a little bit longer. That will be June 11th. July 9th will be a Latinx event. So again, as a welcoming and inclusive community, we are looking for a very fun evening that night. And then August will be August 6th. We do flex that date just a little bit to accommodate Oxcart days, but we really believe you can do more than one thing in Crookston in any week and any month. So look for more news on the Downtown Tuesday Tunes. And if you're interested in joining Downtown Crookston Development Partnership, we meet on the third Wednesday of most months, and you can reach out via our Facebook page or directly to Jess or myself. We would love to have people who are equally excited about making downtown a great place to be. And Jess will be meeting in April, so I'm not sure if you want to share that date. We both have to look at our calendars.
No, that's
third
fine.
Wednesday, April 17th.
Excellent.
All right. Yeah. So that's going to be the next time that you guys meet. And how can people become a new member?
They can absolutely reach out to Shirley, who is the board chair. They can reach out to me, and then I'll share that information with Shirley. Or, like she said, reach out on our Facebook page, kind of check out, you can check out a lot of things, the different programs and activities that we've done right there, which is a good thing about social media, is it keeps it all in one place for you to check out. We've been doing quite a few different things in the last few years, and we're trying to keep it positive and, like she said, bring people downtown Crookston, be there for people to share their ideas, working with other groups, organizations, and local governments to, look for the future of downtown Crookston, and we're always open to chat.
Are you guys always trying to come up with new ideas?
We like to have a mix of traditional ideas, but we are always looking for new ideas. We're looking for opportunities for Crookston to be an active, healthy community. You know, we've worked on a project to develop walking maps that are specific for people who work in downtown Crookston. Amazingly, we have almost 500 people that work in our downtown core. And sometimes, you know, they want to take a 15-minute walk. Well, we have a map for that, a 30-minute walk. We've got a couple of routes for that. So we've worked with Polk County Public Health and others to develop those so that you can just quickly grab it. All of them start at the block downtown that's at the corner of Robert and North Main. There's a fountain there where you can fill your water bottle and you can start from there, and they're all clocked for how long you're going to walk and how fast you need to walk to keep on pace. So we're involved in a lot of different aspects of making downtown a great place to be and a great place to work.
How important is that?
I think it's the core of any city. I think when you go to a community, when the downtown is forgotten, it's easy to forget about that town. And so our efforts for a decade have been to just have reasons for people to come down. We collaborate on crazy days. We do a haunted Halloween to bring people downtown, a historic haunted Halloween. It's about the history of the buildings. And, you know, we're just always thinking of what would bring people downtown on it for an activity.
Is it challenging to maintain downtown or to keep trying to develop it? Or are there a lot of hurdles? What's kind of that process like?
Well, I think then you get into a very multidisciplinary committee that needs to be involved. You know, you have MnDOT for the road, you have the city, you have economic development. You need to bring in a lot of partners to make downtown the place to have a business and the place to want to work.
So there's a lot of cogs in the wheel in a sense.
There are a lot. There are a lot. And some days it feels like, you know, your bike where you had a lot of, you know, playing cards or, you know, baseball cards in your wheels. It's a little bit rocky. Yeah. But we're all kind of pedaling in the same direction of wanting Crookston to be the best it can be.
Well, something that won't be rocky is going to be Broadway at the Grand coming up on Thursday. And then there's also going to be another showing in April as well. And so let's quickly recap that once again, the two showings coming up.
Well, Bandstand will be very good. As Jess said, it's the return of World War II veterans. It should have some great swing music, great swing dancing, you know, very exciting. And Into the Woods is a real fun interpretation of the Little Red Riding Hood story. So, you know, we're excited about that one, too. They both start at 7 o'clock. So March 21st, Thursday, is Bandstand. And April 18th is Into the Woods. And I just want to make sure that we also thank the Crookston Visitors Bureau. Based on their generous grant, we're able to do programs like this and other advertising to get the word out that downtown on Thursday is where you need to attend.
Jess, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I will just echo everything Shirley said. The Broadway at the Grand kind of program that we started last year took off, and this year it's going great. We're going to have two solid showings at the Grand. Concessions are available. It's free for you, your family, your friends. You know, bring everyone that you want. There'll be some great musicals, and it's something to do, and it's a great time. And then, you know, you can think about other possible things that we could do as a downtown group, or if you have ideas that you want to share, reach out. We're always open, and let's keep doing this together, and we'll have fun together.
Yeah, very well said. Couldn't have said it any better. So I think we'll end on that very positive note. Shirley and Jess, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Shirley Iverson and Jess Bankson from Broadway at the Grand. Again, that will be on March 21st at 7 o'clock, a free showing for Bandstand. Into the Woods is April 18th at 7 o'clock, both of those taking place at the Grand Theater.